The biggest tech companies seemed different when they started out, but one author says that now they're just regular old monopolies. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. Part of the reason there's a backlash against big tech these days is because some of these companies are so big. They're big in terms of users, see Facebook's 2 billion plus, big in valuation, Amazon and Apple have both topped $1 trillion, and big in market share, more than 90% of all web searches happen on Google. The U.S. is taking baby steps toward possible regulation. Europe is taking more like Paul Bunyan-sized steps. But critics argue these companies should have been slowed down long ago. Tim Wu is a Columbia law professor and author of the new book, The Curse of Bigness, Antitrust in the New Gilded Age. He says tech companies in particular were allowed to grow too big, too fast.
They're kind of like an overgrown baby that's still in its swaddling clothes and or its crib being protected from the outside world. They have a series of laws that protect the tech industry in ways that other industries aren't protected. And they're also unregulated, unlike, let's say, telephone industry or banks, and that gives advantages as well.
Well, you talk about the failure of regulators to realize that, say, Instagram was a competitor to Facebook. And so I wonder how much of that was, like you said, a lack of a regulatory will, an ongoing swaddling, if you will, or if it was actually just a misunderstanding of the technology and the potential.
I think a little bit of both. So I was in government during the campaigns where Facebook bought up much of its major competitors, Google bought up, frankly, hundreds of companies. And in government, it's not like people didn't understand the technology at all. The business model, giving stuff away for free, competing for attention, losing money for many years in order to make money later, that all just didn't really compute with a bunch of people who were used to looking for a kind of monopoly of the old-fashioned, even Microsoft variety, where you charged money, or Standard Oil controlling an actual product. So that, I think, was all sort of confusing. On the other hand, I do think that this crib effect was still there. It's a new industry, exciting, you know, they seemed full of really good people. So, you know, why not just let them buy up all their rivals?
Well, and how does this fit into, say, the FTC starting to have conversations about trying to overhaul antitrust regulations for the digital age? Like, is the Sherman Act going to cut it? Or are they, in fact, just normal old monopolies?
I do think what a lot of people are realizing is you don't necessarily need a whole new law designed to deal with them. You just have to accept that they're businesses. Maybe in some cases, you have to understand that they're interested in attention and not just money, but they turn attention into money. I think what we're learning is some of the older principles really should still apply. Standard Oil's basic method was to gain a monopoly by buying up all its most dangerous competitors, and that's exactly what Facebook did. So I'm in the school that suggests the old principles, which call for the breakup of big monopolies, have not gone out of date.
Tim Wu is author of the new book, The Curse of Bigness, Antitrust in the New Gilded Age. That book is available today. We had a much longer conversation with Tim on the Make Me Smart podcast. You can find that on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your pods. And now for some related links. First, rest in peace, Stan Lee, who brought us so many things, including, of course, that iconic line from Spider-Man, "With great power comes great responsibility," which, of course, is exactly what we're talking about now. On Monday in Paris, France and some U.S. tech companies put out a declaration calling for more regulation of the internet for cybersecurity, privacy, and to slow down the spread of misinformation. The United States is not currently listed as a supporter of the Paris call for trust and security in cyberspace. Among U.S. tech companies, Facebook, Cisco, Microsoft, Salesforce, and Google did sign on. It's actually not dissimilar to something announced last week by Tim Berners-Lee, the inventor of the World Wide Web, called the Contract for the Web. Facebook and Google also signed on to that. It's a set of principles around affordability, access, and privacy, and it'll be launched in full next May. And sure, at the moment, I know these things are mostly just vague announcements, but they're important because this thing, the internet, the World Wide Web, has changed, keeps changing our lives. And at the same time, it's susceptible to the same problems as anything that humans create. And it's so big and profound and powerful that it will take a large and global effort to keep refining it. And in case all of that is too highfalutin and up in the clouds, the Washington Post has a very Black Mirror story out this week about a UK study on how driverless cars are going to change tourism and nightlife, and apparently become little mobile paid sex bubbles, because also a thing about humans is that there's not a single invention that we won't somehow start using for sex. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Susan in Alta, California, wrote to tell us she believes Marketplace is an important source of business news and that she trusts our hosts and reporters to be clear and objective. She's also a Marketplace investor. To join her in keeping public service journalism strong, donate online at marketplace.org. Thanks to Susan and everyone who makes our work possible.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.